This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. This holiday season, you may have pulled out a board game to play with friends and family, like Monopoly, Mancala, maybe even Cards Against Humanity. But have you ever thought about the origins of new games? Here to tell us a little bit about the business behind them is Darren Watts. He's a freelance game designer and has spent the past 20 years designing board and card games. He's the co-designer, along with Ben Walker and Stephen Tasker, of the new game We Rate Dogs, based on the Twitter account of the same name. Welcome, Darren.
Thank you for having me.
So how did you end up as a board game designer? It's not really one of those jobs where you think kids are like, oh, when I grow up, I want to design board games.
Right. I was a hobbyist first, and the opportunity came up to acquire the intellectual property of a game that had been one of my favorite games as a child, which is called Champions. It's a superhero tabletop role-playing game. And with several friends of mine, we put out a new rule set and, you know, and updated it to the current standards for game design. And it was a surprise hit. And we suddenly realized, well, this is now our full-time job, I guess. We'd kind of expected it to be, you know, sort of a side gig for us, but it was unexpectedly successful.
That must have been really cool, like nostalgia to the nth degree.
Exactly. I've always been able to say when I talk to other fans of it, right, this is, you know, I'm such a fan that I grew up and bought the company.
What is the business model behind the board game business? I understand you call it the tabletop game business, although when my siblings and I were playing as kids, we were always playing on the floor.
Basically, tabletop is just kind of a broad term that basically includes everything that is not electronic, right? So it might be board games, it might be card games, Dungeons and Dragons, that sort of thing. Basically anything that has, you know, traditional analog pieces to it as opposed to being something that you play on a computer.
You were talking about sort of the analog nature of tabletop or board games. In our sort of goldfish attention span world, is there really right. still a lot of interest in people sitting down with something so analog?
I think that's precisely why there is an interest, because you have so few other opportunities to do that. That the, you know, kind of like making a commitment to, oh, we're going to sit around a table for a couple of hours and just interact and talk and be sociable is actually kind of like a relatively rare experience for people these days. And it's something that they sort of crave. You can get five or six people to have this interactive social experience and enjoy themselves, which is a much better, you know, cost effectiveness than going to a movie or something like that, right? It's you can get hundreds of hours of entertainment out of a board game for a relatively small cost.
What's the balance of sort of new original board games as opposed to, say, the 18,000th version of Monopoly?
We're actually in a kind of a, you know, a new golden age of design for that. There are hundreds and hundreds of new games reaching store shelves, reaching distribution every month.
So how does somebody come up with a new board game?
You either start with a mechanic, a way of playing the game, a set of rules that make sense that you then look for a theme for, or you start from the other direction where you have a theme and then figure out a way to actually kind of like replicate to the feel of what it is that you want the players to be doing. In the case of We Rate Dogs, we started with the idea that we wanted to make a game about dog shows. But the aesthetic of We Rate Dogs is kind of against breeds, right? It's mutts are awesome. So we kind of went back and rewrote everything that we had done to accommodate the, you know, the sassiness of the dog or the, you know, how cute their tail is or that sort of thing. And that made our game 100 times better.
Designing board games sounds like a lot of fun, but given what you've described, it could also be pretty meticulous and tedious. Is it fun?
It is fun. I mean, you have to be interested in, you know, the math. You have to be interested in probability and that sort of thing. But once that's okay, then it's tremendous fun. I mean, we get to get up every day and our job is how do we help people have more fun? And that's a relatively easy way to face yourself in the morning.
All right. Darren Watts is a freelance game designer. His latest board game is called We Rate Dogs, published by Chronicle Books. It's in stores now. Thanks so much, Darren.
Thank you for having me.